What is happening? This is the Anthos listeners. Today, we have Branko Grnovic on the podcast. Probably butchered the last name. He'll probably make fun of me later. You guys might make fun of me. Got my dog down here. He's getting into no good. But this is actually also going to be the first podcast that is on Anchor. I'm excited about it. We also have the Patreon, patreon.com/andthos, if you want to go support that. If not, that's cool too. Still love you. Now, Branko, he's into artist management and promotion. Probably get into that a little bit. I'm excited. You guys should be too. He's here. I'm going to go grab him. Let's get into this. It's Branko. All right, guys, he's here. I'm going to go let him in the house, and then we'll get right into this shit. We'll be right back. What is happening, people? We're here now. We're here. Branko's here. How do you say your last name again?
Grnovic.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I said at the beginning. I probably butchered it.
It's all good.
You just came from the Parma Nutrition place?
Yeah. One of my best friends, he just opened a nutrition shop. It's right there in Parma Heights. Make sure y'all go check it out.
Was it is it supplements? Is it shakes,
teas, energizing teas, all that kind of stuff? They're like meal replacement stuff. He also offers workouts and all that kind of
Gym?
No, it ain't a gym. No, he'll do like private workouts for you and stuff like that. Yeah.
Where is it at?
It's in Parma Heights, right by the East Coast Custard place. It's 6257 Pearl Road. Parma Heights.
East Coast Custard. Like in the plaza?
Yeah, it's across the street where the exchange is.
Oh, like the Penn Station. Yeah. Is that place literally still there?
Right, right next door.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
dope. Oh, Penn Station. Isn't there like a bar, Penn Station?
Yeah, it's a bar, Parma Nutrition, Penn Station, and then exchange.
And then the exchange. Yo, I used to, when that was a Hostess, I used to take all the cupcakes when they threw that shit out. Did you ever go there?
Yeah, no.
Did you ever go there?
When we were like 16, we used to go to the Hostess factory and go to the back dumpster and try to.
That's what I'm talking about. They had one right there.
Yeah, one of the employees caught us.
Oh, no.
He came back there. He's like, I ain't see shit. And he just turned around. I'm like, all right, bet. We're just loading up my boy's truck. I was like 15. He was like 19 driving me around stealing Hostesses and shit.
Damn. The
fucked up part wasn't even like a dirty dumpster. It was just like a dumpster strictly for fucking, for like just shit that they're not going to use.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, it's not expired. We just don't like selling it. Uh-huh. Like, I don't even know what that means. Like, I'll just take this shit home.
The one day I came home with a book bag full of cupcakes and fucking Twinkies. I had everything. I was like, you're 14 years old. Like, where'd you get all this? I went to the Hostess dumpster.
When State Road Park used to be popping, I used to just pull up there and just start handing them bitches out. Like,
you were the Hostess.
I was like the neighborhood dope man, except I had Hostesses. I was just pulling up with trucks and shit. Like, yo, I can't. My mom's going to think I robbed the store if I brought all this shit home. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, let me just
pass
this shit out. People used to think I was dope. Like, yo, this dude's got Hostess on deck. Like,
yeah.
I should have just told people I had a Hostess deal.
You had a Hostess deal at 15.
15 years old, yeah. Secret plug. The Hostess dumpster.
That's hilarious.
If any of y'all got sick, don't try to come sue me. I mean, that shit looked good to me.
There's
I ate
disclaimer.
It. I was sure. Yeah, disclaimer. Yeah. I had to slap it on the back of the truck.
Right.
Sick, it ain't my fault.
What, So, like, lately I've been having different artists on here. I've had, named Dope Smoothies. He's from Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
I had him on. Then, I reached out to him. I said, like, yo, if you have other people, like, that you want me to have on,
right,
let me know. Sent me a list, reached out to them. So, I've been talking to those guys. Had another dude, BJ Banks, on. Dope Smoothies is, like, he's, like, more of a mellow kind of vibe.
He's from Baltimore?
Yeah.
Baltimore be going crazy on the music side for real.
Yeah, he
it's wild on Baltimore, but other than that, their music is.
He told me some shit like, I'll tell you when we end it, like, because I don't want to just put that shit on blast. But about like how other artists in that area, when they make it, they don't kind of bring people up with them.
And, not at all. That's how Cleveland is too.
Everybody is it like that? That's what I was gonna ask.
It's like
you.
The music thing, bro. It's like you got like either people who are like really popping in Cleveland, and you know what I mean, they try to bash like other cities, uh-huh. not other cities, other artists in the city. Maybe not bash them, but like just try to like, you know, cool face and all that stuff. Like if you look at Atlanta, everybody be working together, bro. Like
they all work together.
Like, all the artists be in the studios together.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everybody here just got egos, but I mean, as far as like the big artists like Doughboy, Rip, and all them and stuff, like they be doing their thing. They don't really be hating on anybody. You know, Kells, he be showing love too.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
I remember going to a Bronx Bash one time. I went to one of
Bronx
your
Bash is a shit
one
show,
of your bro. One of your birthday yeah. parties at fucking Tomo.
Bro.
And the next day.
They had to carry me out that bitch on my 21st.
Yeah,
I was on lack too. I started puking the VIP.
I didn't want to say
bro,
it, but yeah.
Fuck you, because you brought. What happened was I was throwing parties since I was like 17, 18. And like my 21st birthday, mind you, we had did the 19th, the 20th, the 21st was all Tomo. So like the 21st, they were like, we're gonna go big, like blah blah blah. Like he's like, we're gonna give you like 3 bottles and just do the party here.
Is that how that works? You bring people in, they give.
Yeah, I mean, like obviously, like you know, I get paid off of bar door or whatever. They look out for like bottles and shit. But like Tomo, this dude gave me 3 bottles of Moet, and my stupid ass drank all 3 of them. And people kept coming up to me like, your stupid ass brought me like a fucking Patron shot.
Yeah.
You're like, you gotta take this. I'm like, bro, I can't even stand right now. You're like, no, we gotta take it. And then you had me take the shot, but you didn't take yours. And you handed me the other one.
Yeah,
and you're like, I got another one. I'm like, no, that's yours. He's like, no, I just took this one with you. Yeah. I took that one.
Yeah.
And this was like, that's a funny part too. This was when Rip was coming up. We had invited Rip to the party, and I almost threw up on him. That was like the introduction. Like, me and Rip are cool homies. Like, I just seen him when he was in town from Atlanta, and I remember, man, I was just sitting there, and I couldn't hold. Bro, all that bubbly in your stomach, bro, like, you can't hold that shit up.
Mixed
like,
with Patron.
Sure, yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, my stomach was just, I started puking behind the couch. Oh, man. They were balancing the Moet bottles on my head and shit.
Jesus Christ. I thought he was from Cleveland.
Yeah, he's from Cleveland.
Oh, he is?
He moved to Atlanta,
just
yeah.
for, like, working and shit?
Yeah.
What are the other artists that you work with?
Actually, right now, I work with my close homie, Jay Harlem. I'll be working closely with him.
Yeah,
I try not to do, you know, too many people at one time. I mean, I'm a one-man show, you know what I mean? So I ain't...
What was the other dude that you're... Weren't you with another dude for a
yeah,
long time?
Yeah, Flat my homie. Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, he'd be doing his thing. He's actually about to drop his project now in, I think in the next, like, couple weeks or next month or something.
Is it a mixtape or...?
Yeah, he'd be dropping mixtapes. He's one of the hardest artists in the city for sure.
I just did a podcast. I just did the Daily podcast with my buddy Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how the hell we got on this topic. And I'll probably end up saying this story again. But I don't know if I asked him or if he asked me, but it was who's like the biggest celebrity or artist or anything that as more shit came out about him, it kind of let you down?
Like from Cleveland or in general?
Just anywhere.
Shit, that's tough. I don't know. I'll be hearing some fucked up shit all the time.
Yeah, all right. Like, so I'll say it now because, I mean, I kind of burned my bridge on his. So mine is actually with St. John that you...
You what? Man, what did you hear about St. John?
No. Not what I heard. What I've experienced.
Oh, okay.
So, like...
And he's a dope-ass artist.
His music is amazing.
I think he's about to be the next global star, like, within the likes of, like, Travis and Drake and shit.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. I think he's got that, like, rock star, like...
Yeah, he has, like... He carries himself in a way that you could tell he's gonna be like the next.
Yeah, he carries himself to a higher standard than probably like what he's actually at right now.
100%.
Which is like super 100%. Like, you need like that confidence and that swagger to like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm here, but I'm going to act like I'm all the way up here.
Yeah.
And then like slowly or surely right. shit's just going to start to match up with it.
Which is kind of how he acted. Okay, so in like, it was either 2010, 2012 area. I found him on live mixtapes and his name was, it was Carlos St. John. And that was, St. John was like his company.
Yeah.
And I think his first name might actually be Carlos. I don't fucking know. Anyway, so I found him. Reached out to him on, like, Twitter, like, yo, your music's dope, whatever. And he messaged back, like, thanks, like, appreciate it. Like, that went on for a while, like, messaging back and forth. Then we were friends on Facebook, like, messaging back and forth, like, almost daily. And we would talk, like, on one of my birthdays, he sent me the Roses song, like, before it came out. Like, he's like, yo, he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm working on this, like, let me know what you think, because he's like, you've been with me since day one. I'm like, all right, cool. Played that, loved it, whatever. Flash to 2017, where, when I started the podcast, and I reached out to him first. I was like, hey, man, I'm starting a podcast, like, would love for you to get on.
Right.
Like, me and you, we've been talking for a while, whatever, would you come on? Even if it was, I always tell like bigger artists, I'm like, yeah, like, give me 20 minutes of your time. Like, I just want to get to talk to you for a little bit. He's like, yeah, you know, I don't do interviews. All right, whatever, that makes sense. Then.
Which is crazy because I just seen him on hella interviews too recently.
That's what I'm about to get to. Then I'm like seeing him like post, like he did like shit with Complex. He did shit with this, that. And it's like, all right, I get it that those are huge brands.
Right,
but like,
right.
I've been with you since day one.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
he said some shit to me when he came to Cleveland, when I went to a show and I was like, yo, like it's crazy that you're finally coming to Cleveland. Like, hopefully I get to kick it with you because that's what we've always talked about. He's like, yeah, no problem. He's like, I'll post the link in a little bit. I'm like, what the fuck's he talking about? I go, it's like $60 for the meet and greet. I'm like, first off, I'm not paying to meet anyone. I don't care who you are. I'm not paying to meet you. I'll pay to go to the show, and that's what I'm going to pay for. I'm not going to pay to meet anybody. It's just how I am. And then he came at me with some, this is what really pissed me off the most. What really made me like, all right, maybe he's not like a good dude. He was like, I said something about like his hoodies were dope or something.
Yeah,
something like
Christian Sex Club.
Yeah,
that shit's harsh.
One of his things were sick. I was like, dude, that's awesome. And, he's like, yeah, he's like, when are you buying it or something? And I'm like, I'm not. And he's like, well, are you really supporting me if you're only supporting me when it's free? I'm like, dude, I was supporting you and no one fucking knew who you were. What are you talking about?
That's like a, it's a weird balance. I mean.
It's a weird industry.
If like, I've had homies that like, okay, so like I've had like so many people who like will hit me up on Instagram and be like, yo, bro, can you support my clothing line? And I'll be like, you know, what do you want me to do? They're like, hey, can you just like promote it for me on your social media? And like, I'll be like, okay, and they'll be like, I'll give you some clothes. I'm like, all right, bet, here's my size. And then they'll come back and be like, all right, it costs this much. And I'm like, all right, bro, like, I get it. Like, I'll support clothing companies and shit like that. But as far as, like, it's just, like, weird. Like, if you come to me and you're trying to get me, because, you know, people pay me to promote on my social media and shit. Like, you're about to hit me up and tell me, hey, you know, can you promote on your social media, blah, blah, blah. I'll give you clothes, and then I tell you my size, and then you try to charge me for the clothes. Like, I think that's, like, super ass backwards. If I hit somebody up, I'll gladly pay for people's, like, you know, clothes and, you know, to support and all that stuff. Like, shit, my best friend owns Parma Nutrition. I still go in there and pay just like everybody else. You know what I mean? I don't ever expect none for free. But I just think it's weird you try to, like, get me to...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I have, like, other people that... will message me about the podcast and I'm like, all right, well, like, what do you want to talk about?
Mm.
And they just go, well, it's your show. I'm like, yeah, but it's not my job.
I get it. It's like, it's just like certain things you probably like, people are weirded out about talking about and shit. Me, I'm an open book. I'll talk about, I don't give a fuck about anything. I'll talk about women, clothes, anything.
The other dope thing about it is like, I can say no to people. And like I had this one lady, she was super nice, and she's like, yeah, like I'm an artist, whatever. Like maybe I could come on your podcast. I'm like, okay, like what do you make? She's like, I'll send you something. What's your address? Sent me this piece of art that was like, I don't know how to explain it. I actually said this on Josh's podcast. And I was like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, it's not a painting. It's not a sculpture, but it has texture and it's cool. But like, I don't know about that enough to have this lady on and talk for even 20 minutes about it. Like if she wanted to just spit everything she knew about it, like that's fine. But I have nothing to give to that conversation.
It's weird, man. It's like, especially like being in your shoes, it's like, you have to have interest into what you're interviewing about, or like how you hit me up and were like, yo, so, you know, what do you want to talk about? What do you want to, like, what do you do, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, man.
I got some kind of like,
you got to have something to base off of, bro. Like, uh-huh. Especially like, I don't know if you watch like Breakfast Club or like Joe Rogan and shit. One thing I've noticed, man, Joe Rogan, he's got the hardest podcast. Bro, he is hilarious because this dude knows about everything, bro. I've seen him interview Andrew Yang, who's actually coming up to be a president in 2020. He's a dude who wants to give every citizen $1,000 a month.
Right.
Like,
I kind of talked about that a little bit on one of the podcasts, but I was like, you know what? I don't know enough about this. Exactly. Go listen to Joe Rogan's podcast. Exactly.
Which is crazy because I've seen this dude like go from talking from presidential election, you know, presidential candidates.
To, but have you tried DMT?
To talking about DMT with Dan Bilzerian, who like bangs 100 chicks a week. Right. And I'm just like, bro, this dude knows about everything, bro. Like,
actually, what got me into podcasting was I was, when I was working at Acme, I was like, I just so fucking bored. I'm like, let me find something that I can listen to. Oh God, here goes my dog. And
that's my guy, man. That's the same my dog right there.
I was like, I just typed in like, oh, I wonder like Joe Rogan. So I just typed it in. You done? Typed in Joe Rogan. I saw you had a podcast. I didn't even know what a podcast was. So I was like, let me check it out. I don't know what it is. And he had one. Dude, are you serious? I'm trying to do a damn podcast over here, Tucker.
This dude keeps calling me, man.
So, looked it up. He had one with Kid Cudi, and that was actually the first one that I heard. And then
he wants your attention, bro.
Yeah, he does.
Why are you interviewing Tucker?
I don't know, man. And we're back. I had to take a pause because my dog likes to scream at the top of his lungs when he doesn't get what he wants. But what I was saying was that the first podcast I heard was Joe Rogan with Kid Cudi, and then
oh yeah, that was a good one. Kid Cudi.
Yeah, it was like episode like 500. Now he's on like 1200 something. It's ridiculous.
That boy set the way for most of the artists in the game right now.
Dude, for sure. And you're talking about with Kid Cudi?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like, I mean, like Joe Rogan, they call him the Podfather. See, I mean, he's the GOAT. He, I heard him have like, because I'm real big into comedy, so I've heard him have a ton of different comedians on, and like, he has like Chris D'Elia, Brennan Shaw, Brian Callen, like a ton of different comedians.
Theo Von's the funniest.
Theo Von,
he is a fucking hilarious, bro.
When that dude starts ranting, have you heard like any of his other podcasts that he does?
I literally
like
The King and the Sting. I've watched everything.
Okay, bro. Good.
He's hilarious. Him and that one
Brennan Shaw,
I think he's the got UFC like the fighter. He's got like this. Does he? That's why he just got that shit on. What's that? Cauliflower ear or something?
Yeah.
He's goofy. That man be wearing some tight ass jeans.
He was dude. He wears the tightest jeans.
The tightest jeans. Bro.
I actually met him.
Like skin tight.
That was like jeans. My girlfriend bought me, surprised me with tickets to go see him, and she paid for like the meet and greet. I'm glad she did, because when I met him, it was like when I first started the podcast, and I wasn't getting views. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I asked him. I was like, dude, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm not getting views. He's like, you just gotta stay consistent with it.
That's all it is.
He's like, if you are posting good stuff and people aren't listening, he's like, they will eventually. You just gotta keep doing it. You gotta keep up with it. But I had Chris D'Elia's opener on my podcast. And then when they came to Cleveland, they were at Hilarities. And he was like, yeah, your name's on the list. Like, you just go there, which to see Chris D'Elia is like $60 ticket. So
That's hard. Yeah, Theo Von's fucking hilarious. Him, Joey Diaz.
Dude, when Joey Diaz, there's a thing about Joey Diaz.
I swear to God, Joey Diaz has a story for everything. At some point, I'm like, yo, bro, there's no way some of these can be real.
Yeah, he's like, listen here, Joe Rogan. You hear me? That voice.
I think the funniest one was when him and that one ball-headed dude he's got on the show, I forgot his name. They were all on edibles and shit. He's like, we popped 1,000 milligrams of edibles. And this dude's in the corner, his eyes closed.
Oh, the guy that's on with Joey Diaz?
Yeah.
That's it's
hilarious.
His producer?
Yeah.
And he like doesn't smoke or anything.
He doesn't smoke and he just feeds him edibles. And this dude's in the corner with his eyes closed. He calls him
Stars of Death.
Yeah. He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, Joe Rogan even talks. He's like, dude, I don't know how that fucking guy just functions daily when he's eating those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so. That's who I molded, like, my podcast after. It was Rogan, The Fighter and the Kid, which is, like, the dude that's with Brendan Shaw or with Theo, his other podcast. And then, like, I don't know, man. Just having the podcast is dope because, like, it helps me talk to other people that without this I wouldn't have a chance to, like, without getting ahead of myself. I might have... Tatiana Suarez on this week, who is the 135 fourth ranked women's UFC fighter.
Oh, okay.
She's like, everybody thinks that she's going to be the one. So I'm trying to get her on before she blows completely up.
So, yeah, I got a couple homies who'll be fighting in Strong Style.
Oh, really? Who?
My boy, well, my best friend Gotti and all them, you know, they'd be training there and shit, working out. My boy Alex, he's a Serbian kid.
Alex?
Yeah, dude, I've had
him on a bunch of times.
No way.
Yeah, he's like my guest that if I need, like, somebody to debate, like, a UFC fight with, I'll have him on.
I grew up with his brother, bro. And then we all grew up together and shit.
Right.
But Nanad's one of my good homies, man. He's a cool dude.
People in, like, from Serbia, do they all kind of just hang out? Like,
it seems like a lot of them do, but there's, like, a lot of us who, like, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, I don't be really into all the stuff that they be doing. And, you know, I be doing music and parties, and they be going, I don't like going to, like, you know what I mean? I just ain't. I got a bunch of, like, Serbian homies and shit. Obviously, I'm proud to be Serbian, but it just was never, like, something I had interest in. It's not strict at all. I mean, some of them are strict. But I came from a chill ass foreign family, bro.
Didn't you come from Serbia?
Yeah, bro. I moved here when I weird as fuck, bro. I moved to Vermont when I was 4 years old. I lived there for a year. No one believes me. I lived in Burlington, Vermont. It was 82 Peach
Street. Why does nobody believe you?
No, I was not, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why would I make up a fucking story? I have photos of me living in Vermont. Like, the house that I'll be looking it up. I'm pretty sure my pops, he sent me the address at one time. It was like 82 Peach Street or some crazy shit, bro. And I looked up the pictures, and this bitch is like an abandoned crack house now, bro. I mean,
oh no, really?
Bitch is dope.
It went down,
bro. I learned how to ride a bike in the park across the street. Like, it's just like this big, like, memorial park, which is dope. This dude had a school bus set up where he fucking cooks burgers and fries inside it and shit, bro.
So wild. So it was a food truck before food trucks.
Literally, it was like a food bus.
It was a school bus.
It was a school bus.
Was it a short bus or the full size?
No, it was like a full size. It was just parked. And, like, you know how you have all the windows?
Yeah.
He took out, like, seven of them, made it like a counter, like, where he just hangs.
No way.
Bro, first time ever eating cheeseburger fries and a Coke, bro. Like, the
cheeseburger fries?
Or cheeseburger fries and a Coke.
Right.
I was 4 years old. I fell in love with that shit. I was like, yo, this is what America's all about.
From the school bus, huh?
Yeah. It was,
like, you said, this is what America's all about.
I was like, this is what y'all were talking about when I was over there overseas.
Wait, so do you remember, like, anything from, like, when you lived in Serbia?
Yeah.
You do?
I mean, I was super sick. Like, I had, like, bronchitis because of, like, the fucking pollution.
It's from, not
like,
nice? The wars. It's bad there?
Man.
I don't know, shit.
It's a beautiful-ass country. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, but, like, there's a lot of people who struggle and shit, obviously. Uh-huh. Our family being one of them, like, we ain't have shit out there, bro. Like, nothing. I mean... You know what I mean? My parents basically, you know, my dad was in the war. My mom was 9 months pregnant with me, fucking running through the war, trying to get out and shit, you know what I mean? So they basically applied.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, like, I can tell you stories about that shit for days, bro. Like, I'm surprised we even made it out.
Wow, it was like that?
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
Wow. Yeah, like, dude.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Crazy, bro. That's why we're like, we'd be coming over here and, you know, people would be like, man, foreigners always got this, always got that, bro.
Right.
We ain't had shit back there. Like, we come here to, you know what I mean, make shit. Like, my parents just made their last mortgage payment last month. Like, my parents barely speak English. They got a house paid off, cars paid off. Like, you know, my dad's like, man, that's what I came here for, you know what I mean? So, it's pretty dope, man. I mean, a lot of people struggle out there. But, I mean, definitely a beautiful country. Last time I went there, I was like 16. I spent like 3 months there.
So, without like turning this into a politic podcast.
Right.
Are you way on the left side of immigration? Like, letting people, like, just let them in?
I mean, bro, like, I feel like everybody should have the opportunity to come here. And, like, I definitely don't. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on it. Obviously, like, there is bad people who come over here, but there's bad people everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, there's
everywhere.
People will be like, oh, you know, like, I got so many Muslim homies, bro, and then people be hating on Muslims just because, like, one person would do something. Why don't y'all have the same energy when they're, you know, we got
towards everybody.
We got white people shooting up movie theaters and schools and shit, 100%. You know what I mean? And they tell us we got mental illnesses, but the second someone else does something, you know what I mean? But, I mean, we won't even get into all that, but I personally think everybody should have a shot to at least come here and it's like, hey, let's give you like a year or two. Because, I mean, it's a long process to get your paperwork, to get, you know, citizenship and all that shit. I didn't become a citizen until I was fucking 15, 16 years old. I was on green cards.
You just had to keep...
Renewing green cards so, you know, you apply for citizenship, shit like that. I think everybody should get... I mean, bro, like the whole like... coming in and just swooping up dudes who've been working their asses off for 18 years in this country the last month, or, you know, their whole lives to, like, help their families. Like, that ain't doing nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, go in and get the criminals. Like, you don't gotta, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got, like, Hispanic families of, like, 10 members and, you know, the mom and dad are providing, like, fuck for the whole family. They ain't never done a thing wrong. They never even turned... right on red, they ran on stop sign, and you coming in swooping them 10 people deep with vests on, like, they just, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit don't make no sense to me.
I personally think,
like, building a wall ain't gonna stop shit, bro. Like, I mean...
The wall is, like... Dude, when I see people
post about the wall... I hate politics, bro, because it's, like...
Me too.
It's, like, as soon as you get to, like, have a conversation with people about shit, bro, it's, like, where you really see people's, like, true colors, like, where they stand and shit, you know what I mean? And I get turned off to a lot of people that, like... just have, like, this, like, crazy, like, mindset, bro. Like, I don't get it, bro. Yeah. Like, I think we should love everybody. Black, white, brown, yellow, purple, red. Like, I don't care your religion. I got my whole best friend group, bro. I got black friends, bro. I got, you know what I mean, Hispanic friends. I got Muslim friends. And, like, I'll ride to the death for them, bro. Like, I don't like that hate shit. Like, that's never been me. I'm cool. Like,
right. I agree 100% with that. And, like, people are always talking about how if people want to come here, they need to come here legally, which, I mean, is true, but they should also maybe make that process a little bit easier.
Yeah, for sure. I mean...
like, with the wall, the whole wall thing, I think that's, like, where I think it's stupid is because it's a piece of land and... we drew a line in the dirt and said, you guys can't come over here. We're not going to come over there. We need a passport.
I'm sorry, bro. We stole, like, this land.
Everybody stole all the land.
Yeah, like,
really?
What the fuck? Like,
you know
what I mean? Like, didn't they wipe out the Native Americans and shit? And, like,
right.
Like, what the fuck, bro?
We sneezed on a couple Native Americans.
Who are you about to come in here?
Destroyed everything they had.
Like, fuck them up, bro. And then you come in and it was like, nah, this is us.
Yeah.
Like, shit don't make no sense. Like, they came over here from...
right.
The fuck was it, Europe? They found...
right, yeah.
I don't even...
yeah, and, like, they, I mean, if everybody's coming from other places to here, it's like, why don't we make the places that they're coming from a little bit better so that they don't
I mean,
want...
you can't call yourself the land of opportunity.
No.
And then when people come over here, you just strip them of that.
I don't know who I heard talk about it like this, but they said if there's an area of anything in nature that is sick or, like, not a good area to be, stuff doesn't go there. They go to the places where it's better and easier. So why the fuck wouldn't that work with people, too? And, like, the whole idea of, like, oh, that person's Muslim or they're black or they're whatever you want to say. Like, really, all that is melanin in your skin. That's it's nothing. It's like, I saw, I think it was either like, I think Neil deGrasse Tyson said a quote about it, basically just breaking down the whole idea of race. And I'm not going to be able to find it, so I'm not going to even try. But basically he was saying it's all just ultraviolet light that changed the color of your skin. But at the core, we're just bones and bodies, and that's it. And there's going to be good people, there's going to be bad people. If you have 100 people, one or two of those people are going to be fucking idiots. And you have 7 billion people.
Right.
That's 700 million fucking idiots, or whatever the math is. It's just...
I don't know, man. It's a weird time. 2018, 2019. It's
very weird time.
The weird of the... It's the time of the sensitive people. You can't even...
Dude.
They try to water down comedy.
Yeah, that's like, the one that pisses me off the most.
Oh my, like, they be trying to... Like, they went at Kevin Hart. They try to go at Dave Chappelle, bro. Like,
didn't they go at Kevin Hart and then it ruined the Oscars? Because
literally,
they had the option to, like, boost their ratings. Like, Kevin Hart would kill the ratings.
Yeah, like...
And they're like, no, he said a racist tweet or some or homophobic tweet.
I don't even know what the fuck it was. It was like, bro.
I think it was a joke. I think he said something about like...
Everything's a joke.
If I mean, his you kid can't was be gay, like, he would be upset about it. And
that's just his personal opinion.
Which, if, I mean, like, if that is his personal opinion...
If you're gay, you're gay, bro. Who gives a fuck? Care. You know what I mean?
I love everybody.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
I think we should celebrate it all.
Obviously, me being a man, if, you know, I prefer my son to, you know what I mean, like women... But if he tells me, like, yo, dad, I'm gay, be like, all right.
All right.
You can still fucking cut the grass. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. You thought you were getting out of this shit? Like, I don't give a fuck. You can still do your chores. You still, right. Don't be doing no dumb shit. Like, love who the fuck you want to love. Right. Like, I do not give a fuck.
Right. Like, I agree. And, like, the same thing with the Kevin Hart thing is actually, so this is going to blow some people that listen. Like, they're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? So, my girlfriend loves watching this dude, Jeffree Star.
My little sisters are hip to him.
Okay, yeah. So I'll watch it with her because the dude is like, he's actually entertaining. And I mean, if I think something's entertaining, I'm going to watch it. I don't care. So
he began to have bag, though.
That bag.
Millions.
Dude, like, he is balling. Yeah. But like a few years ago, a video came out where he's calling somebody and and I'm like, all right, well, he apologized for it up and down. He has black people on his team.
Right.
Like, if we're going to tear people down the minute they do something, we have to give them a way to build themselves back up. We can't just...
cancel them.
Yeah, we just want people to, like...
I mean, bro, like, I'm sure I tweeted some fucked up shit. I'm not going to say I tweeted no fucking racist shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I never dogged, you know... I've never dogged African-American people. I've never dogged anybody to the point where, like you see all these NFL players, and they get drafted, and someone goes in on Twitter and types their ad and, shit. You know, puts the N-word, and they're like, yeah. Bet, let me see what I can fish for. Like, I don't get that, bro. Like, one, like, why are you out there just trying to, like, it's super fucked up. I'm not like, defending, like, whatever you said, like, maybe fucked up, but, like, it's just, like, people out there are just strictly going to try to, like,
tear you down. They're looking for something.
They're looking for something, which, like, if you were ballsy enough to say some fucked up shit back in the day, you should be ballsy enough to, like, take it head on when it, like, comes
to you. Or just be like, yeah, I said that. I fucked up. My bad.
I was a dumbass kid. That's it. Like,
that's
whatever. It. You know what I mean?
That's like...
Lord knows what the fuck I used to say on MySpace.
Right.
But we'd be in prison right now, bro. Back in the day, bro, I'm talking, like, Shiloh Middle School, which was, like, what was that, 08, 09?
Yeah. Yeah,
it was some crazy times, bro. Like, I've seen, like, I've seen some shit.
Right.
People posting each other's nudes on bulletins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you remember bulletins on MySpace?
I do.
That was almost like your timeline.
It's like a blog thing.
Yeah, so, like, you would go down and it would be, like, the last 10 bulletin posts and the headline would be, like, Ashley's nudes in all caps, and you're like, what the fuck? And you click it, and this dude just posted this girl's fucking nudes, and I'm like,
I forgot about that shit.
Bro, if we did that shit now, bro,
you're done.
Done. It's a wrap, bro.
That's how you got, you know that Alex Jones dude that got, like, kicked off the internet? Fuck,
dude, that dude's crazy.
He's like, they're fucking putting cinnamon in our water.
Who cares?
I don't either. He did say some fucking
shit. He tried saying Sandy Hook was a fucking
I'm not down with that. When he's like,
I'm not touching on that Sandy Hook shit, well, but he's
I've talked about him like a few times, just how he said that there was no bodies, and it's like, dude, why the fuck would the news show dead children? We're just gonna bodies? Show
dead kids like, yo, here's proof, Alex.
It's like, there's no funerals. Yeah. It's like, or they were private.
Yeah,
like,
why didn't you go to the funeral and find out?
Yeah, like, or they didn't want their news.
It's like, hey, this don't family, have news coverage. Right, like 5-year-old kid just got shot, bro.
Exactly.
Like, what are you talking about?
What are you doing, dude? But the thing that sucks about Alex Jones is like some of the conspiracies he talks about are legit.
Yeah.
Like he talks about a lot of like, well, some of them are weird. One of them, he said that people in high government eat like baby fetuses. Like, yeah, that's how they stay awake, Joe. And I'm like, oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, even Joe Rogan will be.
Yeah, he'll be like, shit. Dude, what?
He's like, Alex, we're friends, bro, but.
Yeah. And how you were just talking about, like.
I think the fucked up part, bro, I feel like they try to find a conspiracy for everything.
Yeah, like, that's just an, like. Yeah.
Let's just say what it is, bro. Like, it's.
Fucked up. I heard. I actually just watched the video again yesterday, with Eddie Bravo was on Rogan talking about like the flat Earth, and Rogan, the one thing that Rogan said that I was like, oh yeah, this is a stupid argument. He's like Eddie, why would they lie? He's like, it's like you lying about being from Vermont. It's like, every other planet is round. Why would this one be
just
flat?
Just look at it.
Yeah.
It's a ball.
It's a ball.
If it was like, flat, it would be flat. Like, what the fuck are we talking
about?
Dude,
I blame B.O.B. He's the one that started this shit.
B.O.B.'s an idiot.
Didn't he, like, post something on Twitter? Like, yep.
Bro, he started the whole
thing. He's like, I'm at 40,000 feet. Still don't see a curve. It's like, yeah, you're only seeing from this point.
You're on Earth.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot. You're not in the ozone.
He's like, hey, anybody ever see a curved horizon?
Yeah.
It's like, no. Because it's not how it works.
Yeah. He's like, look, we're on the flat. He's like, we're on flat ground right now.
Right.
Like, yeah, bro, what are you talking about?
We're on a flat Earth. He's like, my favorite one that they do is when they soak the tennis ball and spin it, and they're like, see, water flies off if it's spinning. Like, okay, well, there's also gravity holding all the water down.
They're like, why wouldn't
in
we fall
the atmosphere?
Off? Yeah, like, why wouldn't we fall off the edge of it? Like, what are you saying, bro? Like,
you look stupid.
It's not like our cities are in the sky.
Right,
like, you know,
right.
Like,
right.
Like, I don't fucking get it.
Did you, we got questions, and then we got, I actually stole this from King and the Sting. They do like King It or Sting It. I do All Day or No Way, and we have topics that we'll talk about on that. Or if you want to just get into the questions, we can get into the questions. There's 3 questions and then 4 debate topics.
We can get into questions. We can get into
questions. All right. So, first one. This was, I asked the past 2 guests that were on, and this was a good question that people enjoyed. If you could beat the shit out of 1 fictional character, who would it be? I think I'll do this question until I get a double answer.
1 fictional character. I don't know. Like a movie character?
It could be a cartoon character.
I watched 13 Reasons Why.
Okay.
I hate that one fucking dude, bro. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about. I know who you're talking about. You would beat his ass.
I'll beat the fuck out of him, bro.
Wow.
He's crazy.
Wow, that was the one you picked,
I'll either
huh?
fuck him up, or I'll fuck Bishop up from Juice from shooting his boy.
Wow.
I'll fuck Tupac up.
Okay.
That's like, he played Bishop.
Oh, that was...
He smoked his boy, bro. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, but 13 Reasons Why, bro, that show made me uncomfortable. Some super gory shit in that show, bro. Like, I think it was like they had some
like the hot tub scene where she was
fucked up. That's what made me hate him even more, bro. Yeah. But like, I think the most fucked up part of that show was that bathroom scene when they jumped the kid in the bathroom with the fucking People told me not to watch
actually,
it.
Dude, that's actually a really that's a good one.
That's a gory.
The first thing. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but BJ Banks said he would fuck up Joffrey. I don't watch it.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
I don't either, so I don't know.
I'm more like a...
But everybody that watched it was like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if you watch 13 Reasons Why, you know who I'm talking about.
Right. I said I would fuck up the entire cast of The Big Bang Theory just because I don't like that show at all. And I don't think it's funny. I watched it. Have you ever watched that show? It's bad to watch. But I watched it without, like, the laugh in the background. So it was just these people telling jokes, but no laughter. That's what put me over the edge that I want to fuck that whole crew up.
I think the funniest shit is Theo Von answering the internet's weirdest questions. That shit had me crying.
That's where I got that one from.
Shout out to my boy Beto. I be putting him on my Instagram doing that shit. He's one of my close homies. He's super fly, bro. Oh, you asked him shit, too? So funny, bro. He's a fucking legend. Him and my dude, Shawnee Smooth, bro, like, two of the funniest people I know. Like,
I know Sean.
Sean's hilarious, bro.
I don't know him, but, like, I know.
Sean, look, I've been, like, best friends with Sean since I was, like, 15, 16 years old. That dude, like, bro, you hit him with any questions, bro, he's legitimately giving you an answer.
He's ready to go.
He's backing up his answer.
Like, really?
Like, I had asked him, I had posted on my Twitter, bro, so I'd be texting him randomly. I know he's sick of my ass, but, like, I'd be randomly texting him, like, I asked him if you had a fully charged iPhone during the Roman Empire, do you think you could take over the world? He's like, me? Easily.
Me?
He's like, our boy Alan? Easy. Probably not. You know what I mean? Like, this dude just be having, like, I asked him, I was like, would you rather be blind or dickless? He said dickless. Like, he was like,
me too. We actually have a dick question on here. Not the next one, but we have a dick question. If you could smoke, same with the fictional character. If you could smoke weed with one fictional character, who would it be?
Smokey from Friday.
Ooh.
But it's got to be in the 90s. It's got to be in the 90s on that porch.
That is a great answer.
But I'm definitely not getting chased by a big worm. That's one thing we can't do. I ain't getting killed over 200.
I don't want the big worms.
The one thing I took away from Friday, bro.
Don't get high. He didn't supply.
The big key. You're not getting high on your own weed because then you don't got no product to get rid of. He had no one to give him $200.
Dude, he had no friends.
None.
No friends.
Like, he was so close to getting it from that one girl, and then the crackhead pulled up.
Felicia?
Felicia fucked it all
dude,
up.
Dude, Felicia did fuck it all up.
Seen her Twitter page, like the actual woman who plays Felicia. She's pretty good looking.
Really?
Older lady, yeah.
And she's older now?
She, you know, they say black don't crack, bro. She's,
right. She's not bad?
Yeah.
Not bad, not bad?
For sure.
I think if I was to smoke with a fictional character, just because I love this show so much, it would be Michael Scott from The Office. I would hotbox The Office.
Really?
His office, yeah. I think it would be a great time. I think he would make me laugh real hard.
I think someone I would have a drink with, probably Dog the Bounty Hunter.
What? Why?
Bro, he's got the
with his wife with those exactly, DJ's bro. Titties? Yeah.
I know you've seen what they were talking, Theo Von talking about it, dude.
Those big old fun bags.
I think he said something about her titties being stronger than Dog the Bounty Hunter himself. Mm-hmm. I would hang out Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dude, those things are huge. That lady's tits. She's got back problems for sure.
Yeah, her back's probably killing her.
Dude, I remember, speaking of tit surgeries, I remember in high school, someone in our high school, you went to Normandy, but yeah, Parma, got...
I know what you're talking about. I ain't gonna say
you anything. Do? All right. She got tit surgery, and I was like, well, why would she want to ruin those things? And it was because she had back problems.
Exactly.
But I was always confused on that. Like, why would you ruin such a good gift?
I mean, maybe a gift to us, but not to her.
True.
We're being selfish.
We are being selfish. Men. Last question before the debates is, would you rather have a penis the size of a nipple or nipples the size of penises?
I definitely, I don't know. I don't want no shrimp dick. So
I'm going with shrimp dick. I think life would be a lot easier. I do. Plus, if you told girls,
depends how big the penises are as your nipples. No one said
you couldn't wear. You couldn't even wear shirts.
I wear white tees everywhere.
What?
Just shed layer. No, I got
just
it.
Those long nipples just hanging down.
I'm just ready to go. I'm one of a kind.
You could, but think about this. You couldn't swim with people. Oh, I guess you could do that.
I'd make a killing off the circus. They're like, yo, this dude's got it.
But also, if you told everybody that you had a penis the size of a nipple, everybody would be like, let me see it.
Girls, yeah, but they ain't gonna do nothing with it.
No, probably not.
I don't want people just
they might, though. Shit. You might get like a Pornhub deal. Maybe.
Yeah, but what kind of content are probably you putting out?
Yeah. I guess you're right.
You'd be more
right.
of a freak.
I just think that.
You'd be more of a freak show than a
fucking. Can you imagine some mandingo nipples just hanging down to your belly button?
Yeah, that's a fucked up question.
That's a lose-lose.
You unloaded that one on me. That was a swipe.
We weren't ready for that one. All right, now it's time for it's time for all day or no way. All day meaning you're down for it, no way. Obviously,
right,
not a chance. This one is more of a the first one's more of a debate. It's not really yes or no. First one is Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane's.
God damn it. All right, I'm only going with Raising Cane's.
Wow.
Because I've gotten high too many times on Sundays and pulled up to Chick-fil-A to only be disappointed.
Wow. That's actually
I'm strictly going with Cane's for availability.
I'm going to go for Chick-fil-A because of the opposite, for the exclusivity that you got to wait for it on Sunday. It's like it makes you want it even more. Plus, Chick-fil-A is restaurant.
I feel like if you need a
quality, but fast food.
I feel like if you need like a confidence booster, you go to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, they're so nice.
There's some days where like, if I'm talking to a girl and she's not gassing me up, I'm gonna go to Chick-fil-A and just get gassed up from the girl.
You know what? You're not doing it for me. I need to go.
There's actually
the Lord's Chicken.
There's actually a Chinese spot in North Reno that I'd be going to strictly.
A Chinese Chick-fil-A?
No.
Oh,
it's called a. What the fuck is it called? Asian Express, some spot, bro. It's by my work.
Asian Express, you mean? Something. Every Chinese restaurant?
I don't know what it is with this one, but they be serving hibachi to go, and I strictly go to see the girl who
works there. Is that where you're always posting? You got hibachi?
Yeah.
I was always thinking you went to Wasabi.
No.
I'm like, dropping $40 a day on Wasabi.
No. I'm dropping $10 a day, and I'm seeing my shorty who's working the counter.
The little Asian lady?
I went there, bro. She's cold. She's mixed with like, she's like Asian and Hispanic looking, bro. She's so cold. And I'd be going there just to like, just see her and say hi. And I haven't shot my shot yet. And I've been going there for like a month.
Does she speak English?
Yeah. Broken English.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
You should speak broken English with your Serbian accent.
I wish I had a fucking accent.
You?
I think it would make me a lot cooler.
You think so?
Yeah. Like I got, like, it would give you like that art of finesse.
What is a Serbian accent? Is it like?
It's just like a thick, like, European accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all so.
Right. Next topic is texting people on holidays. Like, for example, if it was the 4th of July and I texted you, hey, Bronk, happy 4th of July. Or
I'll respond, but I ain't sending them out. If you expecting a Christmas text from me,
that's what I'm talking
you
about.
You ain't getting one unless you send me one.
That's, I'm no way on those.
Other than that, I'll catch you at the Speedway when I'm getting some beer or something, say, hey, Merry Christmas or something.
My thought is, if you're my real friend, you will not text me on Thanksgiving. You won't text me on 4th of July.
I literally don't hear from any of my friends on holidays.
Yeah, that's how you know
it's just like, yo, where are you at?
Now, I've said that a lot of times on the podcast, so now friends will just
Or everyone will text me on American Christmas, even though I don't sell it.
It's not the same?
I won't say American Christmas. Like, I'm Orthodox, so ours falls on, like, January 7th because, like, the calendars are off by 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, like, Orthodox, we go by, like, a certain calendar, so like our Easter is 2 weeks after, you know,
everything's just 2 weeks later.
Yeah, they go by even like New Year's. It's crazy. I mean, in Serbia, they still celebrate the normal New Year's, but like it'll be like a Serbian New Year.
Like you do your own thing.
Yeah. So everyone will be a dickhead and be like, yo, Merry Christmas. I'm at home starving.
You ain't got that shit. It's not Christmas. Yeah, wow. Yeah, I'm no way on that.
Now that I'm single, I only got nowhere to go. I know holiday on American holidays and shit like that.
That's so sad.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yo, guys, he needs somewhere to go on our Christmas on the 25th.
Yeah, if you got a spot open, call me. Just don't send me no damn text. Don't text me Merry Christmas.
The next one is so we're both no way on that, right?
Yeah,
you were. If you text,
text me, I'll respond. But I ain't starting off.
If you text me, I'm the opposite. If you text me, Happy 4th of July, or God, if you text me Happy Independence Day, ever, I'm saying fuck you right back.
Honestly, I'm not even gonna respond. I love our independence, but I don't love the independence you had to send me a text
about it. Like, yeah, did you not have anything else going on right now that you had to text me?
Like, bro, Merry happy Christmas? 4th of July. I'm not broke.
Dude, right.
I don't even own a USA shorts. Like, fuck out of my face.
The next one is snow. All day or no way. I'm kind of both ways on this.
Maybe for Christmas.
That's how I am.
I like fall weather, so like if I can get away with wearing a t-shirt or a hoodie with like some jeans or sweats or even shorts, I'm cool.
Right.
Snow is fucking useless to me.
I like snow when it first falls.
I own too many ankle socks, so my ankles be getting all cold from the snow beginning of them and shit. I don't like it. It ain't me.
You step in pile. Yeah,
they're done.
God damn it.
Now I'll be carrying an extra pair of socks in my pocket everywhere I go.
Wow, man.
I'm done.
Wow, you're really into this.
I can't do it. I like wet socks.
It's I like snow when it first falls. I mean, just from being in Northeast Ohio, I'm used to it. But like when it first falls and it looks nice, I'm down for that. But like a half hour after it falls and it's all black and shit, I'm out. Plus, a lot of people always talk about like snow days and shit when you have snow. But you know as good as I do, we don't get snow days in Northeast Ohio. Bro, it has to be a blizzard or negative 40 for us to get a snow day here.
So I'll tell you a story. When we were in middle school, snow days, bro, it had to have been like an apocalypse to get a snow day.
Mm-hmm.
I would strictly remember, I live across the street from Shiloh, which is like five houses away. So you remember Miss Spears?
Yeah.
The principal?
Yeah, dude, she picked me up to school one day.
Bro, listen to how
I was walking and it was raining. She's like, John, get in. I'm like, wait, she knows
what? Yeah, yeah. And back then you were like, oh, an adult, I'll jump in that car all day.
Yeah.
Now it's like, yeah, you're fucked, bro. You're all over social media. Yeah. You jump in a social person's car.
No principals like, picking up kids.
I remember, bro, it was snowing. I stayed up all night on MySpace hooking up my fucking playlist. And I was like, yo, there's not a chance.
Oh, the playlist for your page?
Yeah. I was like, not a chance we have school in the morning. I'm staying up all night. And mind you, the amount of decoding I did for my MySpace pages, it's probably like a $100,000 a year job now. Like, we were fucking ahead of our time.
Dude, Think about it, bro.
I used to be able to hide shit. I used to be able to make shit fall from the sky.
I forgot about that.
Remember, bro.
Dude, you could edit your page bro, so you that could edit whatever you wanted.
Anything, bro. I used to have a super, like, simp, like, you remember all them people used to go on Photo Bucket? And they would get all the GIFs and shit, and they put so many GIFs that your computer would start going slow. Dude,
it would be like you're just scrolling, and it would just be like the little thing in the corner of the like, where the GIF's supposed to be. Like,
and it would say, and it would say like Photo Bucket or something. Yeah. But no, so I stayed up all night. I'm like, there's not a chance we have school in the morning. Little do you know, we got school. I had to walk 6-7 houses, bro, with snow up to my thighs. I walked into school and Miss Spears was in the front. She said, Bronco, why are your pants soaking wet? I'm like, my parents won't drive me. I live 6 houses away. They told me, you know, rain, snow, do anything, you just walk. You're right there. You know my foreign-ass parents. My dad would tell you he walked 17 miles in a pair of Chuck Taylors to get to school through fucking three
right,
mountains
right,
and
right,
shit.
Right, that's so, all old pair.
Like, bro.
Anybody over 40 is going to tell you about how they had to walk through all the shit.
My dad would be like, back in my day, we didn't have fucking 40 pairs of shoes. We had 2 pairs of Chuck Taylors. One was black, one was white, and that was it. But I walk into Shiloh, and I had just water up, like, just, like, a wet mark all the way up to my thighs, bro. And she was like, yo, what happened? I'm like, what do you mean what happened? You didn't call off school. That's what happened. And I had to walk here. So every day for the rest of the 7th and 8th grade, every time it snowed, the janitor had to plow the sidewalk from Shiloh all the way down to my house because they knew I was walking to school. That's how true Miss Spears was.
Was it like, was he on a four-wheeler or
dude,
something?
He was on like the little push ones, bro. He was sick because not only did he have to do the parking lot,
he had to do
the next 7 houses sidewalks so I could get to school. I swear, he didn't look
That's
my way.
Hilarious.
He didn't look my way the rest of 8th grade year.
He was pissed.
Bro, when he had like, to start doing 7th grade year, bro, he ain't.
He was done with you. The last question on here, this actually will be good for both of us. I did it to you during this podcast, and it happens to me throughout my life. Would you rather have your name misspelled or mispronounced for the rest of your life? anytime somebody wrote it, they spell it wrong, which probably happens. Bro, it happens. And both, actually, both probably both happens to you all the time.
They literally misspell it and mispronounce it. So I would rather you fucking misspell it.
I agree.
Bro, my whole life.
Right, yeah. Like, when I was playing football, and they would be like, I don't know why. Last name is Thozeski. They would always throw, like, an R or some type of weird letter that wasn't even in the... They'd be like, tackled by John Thorzeski.
I'll tell you how complicated my name is. So, if I go to Barrio... if I go to Barrio with more than, you know, four people, they name off everyone's name that's Americanized name. Just so when they get to mine, they know I'm the last guy sitting to, and they just hand it to me.
Wow,
so they'll really? Be like, John, Alex, Mark, and then there's one taco left, and it's just me, and then they just hand it to me. Because they mentally, like, I don't even want to know what happens when they're walking from the back, like, trying to read everyone's names. Like, fuck, they probably read my name. Like,
they probably did.
Like, what the fuck I think this? The funniest thing was me and Shawnee Smooth, we went to Barrio one night. And I didn't know this dumbass put my name as his thing. So when they...
So you both had it?
So when they came out, they're like, wait, you're both Bronco? Like, and then Sean busts out laughing. And the guy's like, wait, man, now we're all confused. I'm like, dude, why would you put my name, bro?
He's that's
like,
hilarious. He didn't even
tell me nothing. Like,
that's hilarious.
I'm sitting next to this dude, man. Shit,
that's so real funny. I Yeah, I mean... I guess misspelled... is less offensive, I guess. If I just said my name in there, like the one dude in, like there's a couple guys in the UFC, like Zabit Magomed Sharipov. Don't know how to spell his last name.
I don't even know what
can kind of say it. And then who's Khabib Nurmagomedov. Can't say that one or can't spell that one either. There's a ton of them.
Shit, try watching soccer, bro.
Is it rough? Oh, yeah, because it's all... It's all foreign last names, right?
For the most part, yeah.
That would be rough. That would be a tough one, too. Did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
Shit. I don't even know. Anything.
That's all I had, man. This was a fun podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know...
time we were able to jump on.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect, but it was a good one. It wasn't bad. Yeah, I mean, that's it. You go follow him. Say like you're
follow me on Instagram. That's my favorite app at King Bronk. I'll be down at East End every weekend. That's my spot. We'll be doing parties. You want to book a birthday? Hit me up. I got you. We'll set it up. Thank you for having me on.
Anytime,
we do this again next time.
Yeah,
we're gonna get drunk and do this
anytime. Anytime. All right, man. And until next time, guys.
Peace.